Election Day is almost here, and Wisconsin has hit record numbers for early voting. With the influx of ballots also comes questions from voters. That's why election clerks are making sure that poll workers are trained and prepared for any challenges that they might face. For a behind-the-scenes look at what it's like for small municipalities to prepare for such a major election, WUWM's Eddie Morales paid a visit to clerks in Hales Corners and in Grafton.
At Hales Corners Village Hall, volunteer poll workers gather in a dark boardroom. Village administrator and clerk, Sandy Kulik, points a flashlight at each familiar face that walks in.
Let there be light.
Yeah, I don't.
Take one of everything. Make sure you sign in, okay?
One of each.
One of everything, and you can take it with you, because clearly this is not how I intended to do this tonight.
A power outage hit the village just before the training session began, but Kulik rolls with it. Before volunteers sit down, they grab handouts detailing what happens to ballots, which photo IDs can be accepted, and a list of the top 10 things Wisconsin poll workers should know. Kulik explains some of the misconceptions election workers hear.
So that's why I kind of gave you that cheat sheet on what happened to my ballot, because that's the biggest thing that's going on. And then followed by Donna's question, well, illegal aliens are voting. No, they're not. They have to register with that document. So I don't believe any of that happens. I believe that if there's a problem with the registration process, it would be outside of anything that we're doing.
Kulik reminds volunteers not to have political discussions during their shifts and gives tips based on her experience with early voting this election. She's been fielding questions from voters about election conspiracy theories and denying void driver's licenses.
Be respectful and kind. I've been getting abused for 9 days and I'm still smiling at them and they don't know what to do with it. That's fine. I don't care. That's fine. We've got countless hours of training. I've been at this for 28 years. I worked 2008, which is a nightmare of paper. We'll get through this one too. It's COVID light. In 2020, I had 4,000 absentee ballots and 800 in-person voters. So now I have probably, it's going to be probably over 3,000, my guess would be.
Kulik says she only takes on seasoned volunteers during presidential elections and welcomes newcomers to train during other elections.
How important is it for people to volunteer and understand the election process?
To understand, it's huge. Learning what we do and all the checks and balances that they didn't know about before, none of these people would have asked these questions a few years ago. So we've told them what happens to the ballots. We've told them how difficult it is to get fraudulent addresses through and that sort of a thing. And I think they tell other people, and like the telephone game, it goes out and more people are educated.
In the North Shore at Grafton Village Hall, clerk Katie Olson has also been working hard to train volunteers for elections.
We make sure people are up and ready for the job, give them lots of training beforehand. We're only required to give them an hour of training every term, which is 2 years, but they get training before every election. So we make sure that they are fully trained and we are fully staffed.
Olson says voters ask questions like if they're registered to vote, which ward they live in, and what to do if they've lost their absentee ballot.
It's just a lot of people are wondering what the process is because they've never really known what the process is. No one's ever asked what the process is. And unless you actually work an election, I don't know how you would know these things. And I would encourage everyone to work an election so they know what actually happens at one. So
Olson considers Grafton to be a safe place with good people, but still, her biggest concern for Election Day is safety.
We receive a lot of alerts from state departments saying that there's threats out there.
Grafton is collaborating with the police department for safety training procedures and will have an officer present on Election Day. Olson says there's a lot of mistrust in the election process now. That mistrust increased since Republican former President Donald Trump falsely claimed the 2020 election was stolen.
People don't trust that their elections are secure, which I guarantee that they absolutely are. Wisconsin has one of the best election systems.
For Olson in Grafton and Sandy Kulik in Hales Corners, being a clerk and administering elections isn't easy, but it's an important job. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.